My guest at this time is Victoria Tunsing. She is the former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States. She's a former Assistant U.S. Attorney, and she is a partner in the Washington firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. She has joined us several times throughout this year to offer her insights into the latest developments into the investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private server, as well as her handling of classified information on that unsecured private server. She was with us just last week after FBI Director James Comey informed key congressional leaders that there was new evidence and that the FBI was looking into that evidence that could be pertinent, as he put it, into the Clinton investigation, which he had said earlier in the year would not result in him recommending prosecution. On Sunday, Comey said that recommendation has not changed. And Victoria, thanks so much for being with us.
It's good to be here, Greg.
A very simple statement. He says, based on our review, we have not changed our conclusions that we expressed in July with respect to Secretary Clinton. And he went on to say what a great job the FBI agents did doing a lot of work in a very short period of time. What do you make of Comey saying after 650,000 emails supposedly gone through in the past week that nothing's changed here?
Well, he's just a miracle worker, isn't he? 650,000 emails in just a few days when the State Department says it can't go through 1,000 a month. You have to wonder, scratch your head. How does the FBI must really be good, much better than the State Department employees. Let's keep one thing in mind, Greg, and that is that that's the server investigation. And of course, he turned a blind eye to the fact that her cleaning the housemaid was copying things. And I mean, I just don't even know how you even deal with this. He's now such a clown, Comey. But listen to this. There is also another investigation going on. So we have to be really careful. We have to say server investigation and Clinton cash investigation or pay for play. Let me give you a figure, and I can't remember if I gave this to you the last time we talked, that Bill Clinton got $6.2 million in speaking fees.
Yes.
From foreign governments and entities, including $500,000 from Russia, from the Renaissance Organization, and that's closely connected with Putin. And nobody's saying anything. Why? How in the world do we allow the spouse of the Secretary of State to take one red cent from any foreign entity? How is that going unnoticed? So, you know, but here's where I'm looking now, and that is we have an FBI director who, as I said earlier, is a comic. It's just a joke. Does anyone have confidence in him on either side? It's like a ping pong game. Yeah, now you're in, now you're out, now you're in. So we have an FBI director that we don't have any confidence in. We have an attorney general who met with the husband of the person that she was investigating, with Bill Clinton in the tarmac, so-called unplanned, just-by-accident meeting, and you know it wasn't. And her entourage was ordering people not to take photographs, and no one was a witness to their talking for, I don't know, somewhere between 39 and 45 minutes. I've heard two different reporting. So it's time. Greg, do you know what it's time for?
What's that?
A special counsel.
And who's going to call for that, though?
Well, I'm calling for it. There are lots of people are calling for it, and the person who's going to have to do it is the president.
Well, let's...
Or the attorney general. Actually, it's a regulation.
Well, right, but if the attorney general is part of the problem, do you have any confidence that the attorney general would actually do such a thing?
Well, there should be such an outcry that she has no choice.
So what do you think Jim Comey was doing here with this? Was he just...
By the way, let me just remind you, there was a special counsel called in the Valerie Plame matter. And how did that happen? Because people were screaming. The liberal press was screaming and screaming and screaming, we have to have an independent investigator. And the cry was so loud that finally, guess who appointed one? James Comey. And that's he appointed Fitzpatrick.
That's right.
Patrick Fitzgerald. And together they framed Scooter Libby, who I am delighted to say just got his license to practice law back this last week.
So what's your read on what Jim Comey was doing over the past week? As you mentioned, his reputation is ping-ponged all over the place. in the past several months. One week he's a pariah from a certain political perspective, and then he's a noble public servant, and perhaps back now to pariah. So what do you think he was doing over the past week? Is it exactly as he outlined in the two letters? Do you think there's political pressure involved? What's your read on this?
Well, I don't think he knows what he's doing. It doesn't make any kind of sense. He must have gotten political pressure. And, of course, then that gives us no confidence in anything else he's going to decide about any investigation that might be politically sensitive.
What does this do for the reputation of the Bureau itself?
No, it's very sad. I mean, they should be furious. I know former people, because they can talk. I would never put anybody in the Bureau, you know, on the record as saying anything. But former people are just furious with him, and I'm sad because I can just tell you, Greg, the whole time I was in the Justice Department, there was never anybody protected or gone after because of their political affiliation. In fact, when my husband, Joseph DeGeneva, was the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, he indicted the deputy secretary of, I think it was Commerce or Defense, I can't remember, Paul Thayer. He indicted a number two person in a Republican government. This is unheard of.
So given where we've been since that era that you just referenced, regardless of who wins on Tuesday, how hard is it to bring it back to where it was?
Well, that's why I think that regarding this whole matter, that Republicans and Democrats alike should welcome a special counsel. I'm using those terms because that's what's in the regulations for the Attorney General. And it's in concept an independent prosecutor, an independent investigator. And it's somebody who's like, you know, a retired federal judge who doesn't have any political affiliations, hasn't come on TV and said, I'm for Trump or I'm for Hillary. Somebody who could be entirely neutral, and that person then would conduct the investigation. I think that's the only way we can have faith in what's going on in this matter.
We'll be watching. Victoria, thanks much as always.
Thank you, Greg.
Victoria Tunsing is a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General. She is a former Assistant U.S. Attorney, and she's a partner in the Washington firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.